We're learning together Lakuta Sichas Chelek Yud Aleph, Yisroi Beis, Sif Hei, and Sif Vav. This is the explanation that the Rebbe gives in Nigla, in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, about Akimas Piv Havya Maisa, where we see the connection between Dibur and Maisa, and the lack of connection between Machshava and Maisa. It's known that the Rebbe always told us that when we learn his Sichas, we should not just learn them oibanufik, not just learn them superficially, but delve deep and think deeply into the toichen of the sicha, and where questions need to be asked, the Rebbe always encouraged us to ask questions. I'm going to present, Be'ezras Hashem, in this shir, a couple of questions and inyonim hatzrichim iyun, here in Oisius, Hey and Vov, and the Ha'oris, and ten l'chocham v'yech kam oid, everybody can learn the sicha and see if they have answers or insights into these questions. The first thing that needs to be understood, Taka begins with this teretz of Tosfos that the Rebbe quotes here, in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, where Tosfos explains that chsima b'koil is Taka considered a maisa, it's considered a lav sheyesh by maisa, because b'diburei ka'ovid maisa sheholeches v'dosha b'lo yachila. In the Hava Amina in Oisei, the Rebbe understands this to mean that the maisa ha'behema sheholeches v'dosha b'lo yachila is definitely considered a maisa, since the dibur of the person chosma b'koil b'diburei ka'ovid maisa caused this maisa of the animal. That's why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, chosma b'koil is considered a lav sheyesh by maisa, and therefore he gets malchus, as opposed to a regular case of dibur. In truth, this pshat of Tosfos, the way the Rebbe understands it in Ois Hay, is a very difficult pshat to understand. The words of Tosfos sheholeches v'dosha b'lo yachila actually refer to two cases, not just chosma b'koil, but also in the words of the Gemara, Itmar, chosma b'koil v'hinhiga b'koil. Hinhiga b'koil means he put two animals together, and b'koil, he is calling them to walk toward him or to walk away from him, and this way he's being over on le'sachrosh b'shoiru v'chamar yachtov. But again, the same achloikas b'din ab'yochan reish lokesh applies here, because he's not doing anything with the behemah, he's just calling it. Sheholeches means the animal is walking because of his koil, as in the case of inhigo b'koil. V'dosha b'lo yachila in the case of chosma b'koil, where through his koil he's stopping the animal from eating. The truth is that his koil is not causing the animal to actually do anything. His koil is really causing the animal, in the case of chosma b'koil, not to do anything. The animal is threshing because the animal is walking around on the tefuah. The animal is bending down his head in order to eat, and then at that point he's screaming at the animal and telling it to stop and distracting the animal and causing it not to eat. So any activity that the animal is actually doing, any maisa ha-behema, in the case of chosma b'koil, is not as a result of his koil. The only thing that is as a result of his koil is the animal not eating, the lack of action that the animal is doing. So when Tosfos says b'diburei ka'ovid maisa, akoponim sheholeches v'dosha b'lo yachila, akoponim with regard to the case of disha, of chosma b'koil, what Tosfos l'chayra means is not that the person through his koil is causing the animal to do a maisa. What Tosfos means here is that the person's dibur has some type of repercussion. B'diburei ka'ovid maisa, his dibur does something, his dibur accomplishes something. There's some nafka mina, there's some poil yoitza from his dibur in the fact that the animal will not eat, which isn't an action. Not eating is not an action. Not eating is an inaction. But it's still considered, again, in the simple pshat of Tosfos, b'diburei ka'ovid maisa, it's still considered that through his dibur he's doing a maisa, not because there's an actual physical maisa. What we mean here is that there is some ramification, there is some poil yoitza from his dibur. His dibur is doing something, preventing the animal from eating. And therefore, the chiluk that Tosfos is making, b'diburei ka'ovid maisa, by chosma b'koil, is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, in this case of chosma b'koil, he would be chayiv malchus for his dibur, because his dibur has some impact. As opposed to, for example, a person who is makalal chaveiro b'shem, for example, which is a terrible aveira, but of course, His words don't do anything. There's no diburi kovid maisa. It has no impact. No activity is generated by his words, and no inactivity is generated by his words. The words simply don't do anything. The words don't have any ramification at all. That is the simple meaning, b'hashkofa rishona, of the words of Tosfos b'diburi kovid maisa. It's not the way the Rebbe learns. The Rebbe learns b'diburi kovid maisa is the maisa habehema. But it's difficult to understand the Rebbe's pshat here, because again, when it comes to the case of Chosma Bekoil, his dibur is not making the animal do anything. The animal was already walking before he started screaming. The animal bent its head down to eat before he started screaming. Once he started screaming, his screaming prevented or distracted the animal from eating, so actually his dibur makes the animal not do anything. His dibur causes the animal to stop from its maisa. And yet the Rebbe learns the b'diburi kovid maisa refers to the maisa habehema. It seems difficult to understand where in the case of Chosma Bekoil do we bechlal see that his dibur is causing the animal to do anything. All we see is that his dibur is causing the animal to not do something. This question becomes even stronger when you read the next three lines of Tosfos. The next three lines of Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Tosfos says the following. Kedom Rinon says Tosfos Bereish Tmura. This idea of B'diburi Kovid Maisa is actually a Gemara. It's a Lashon Gemara in Reish Tmura. Ahahi dechutz minishba umeimar makalal chaveira. Itake on this din of Rabbi Yochanan, that nishba umeimar makalal chaveiroi are exceptions to the rule that lav she'ein by Maisa ain't like an aleim. So there in the Gemara in Tmura, the Gemara says, Omar le Rabbi Yochanan letana. Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana of this Meimra of Chutz that Nishba Meimar Makal Chaveir are exceptions, said Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Tisni Meimar. Remove the word Meimar, remove the case of Meimar. Meimar does not belong in this category. Why not? The Bedibure Ka'ovid Maisa. In the case of Meimar, his Dibur is doing a Maisa. Ubemela, it's not an example of Lav Shein by Maisa. This is an example. Meimar, says Rabbi Yochanan, is an example of lav sheyesh by maisa. Ubemela, the din is lav shein by maisa ein loikin aleim. There are exceptions to this rule, like nishba umakal al chaveiroi. But says Rabbi Yochanan in Tmura, don't put Meimar in the category of exceptions to the rule that lav shein by maisa ein loikin aleim. Meimar is not an exception. You get malchus, but it's not a lav shein by maisa. It's a lav sheyesh by maisa. Why is it a lav sheyesh by maisa? Here is the source of this lashon haTosfos. Rabbi Yochanan says in Tmura b'negeya to Meimar, the bedibure ka'ovid maisa. Now, what's the maisa that happens by Meimar? Meimar is a case of Tmura, where a guy had an animal that was designated as a korban, and despite the Torah's isser of lo yachlifen of lo yomir oisoi, he wanted to exchange the kedusha from one animal to another animal. Says the Torah, v'hoyahu t'murasa yiyye kodesh, they both become kodesh. So when Rabbi Yochanan says in Tmura, the b'dibure ka'ovid maisa, what's the maisa that we're talking about? The animal does something? The animal doesn't do anything. And even if it does, there has no shaychas to Tmura. The pshat of b'dibure ka'ovid maisa in the case of Tmura is that the kedusha now is chal on the second animal as well. The b'dibure ka'ovid maisa, that his dibur has an impact. His dibur has an effect. His dibur has a poil yoitz, a nafkamina. His dibur changes something. Because of what he said, now instead of one animal being hektish, two animals are hektish. And that's the marker for the quote of Tosfos, the b'diburei kovid maisa. So again, you see beferish by Meimar, by Tmura, that the b'diburei kovid maisa, akoponim in the simple pshat, doesn't mean that the animal does something. It means that the dibur has some kind of impact, some kind of nafkamina, like in the case of Tmura, where two animals will become hektish instead of one. So again, from the Hemshech of Tosfos, we see, l'chayre, once again, that the b'diburei k'ovid maisa doesn't mean that the animal will do anything, it means that the dibur will have a poil yotza and some kind of impact and effect. The truth is, when you look back at Ha'ora 18 in Ois Dalet, this question becomes, l'chayre, a bomb question. Because the Rebbe addresses this very issue in Ha'ora 18. Ha'ora 18, the Rebbe is talking about the shaychus between Dibur and Maisa, and how Dibur will sometimes have an impact on Maisa itself. At the end of the Ha'ora, the Rebbe says these words, Aval de Tmura, Tav Gimel Amid Beis, debediburay osamaisa. But this that the Gemara says, the Rebbe, but this that it says in Masechta Tumura Dav Gimel Amud Beis, debediburay osamaisa, says the Rebbe, that's not relevant to our discussion here. That's not a mocker for what he's saying in Ois Dalet, that Dibur has a kurva and a shaychas to Maisa, and Dibur is able achriach pe'ula. Because hareze rak she'oise mecholun lekotshim, Rashi Sham. Because as Rashi explains over there, the words debediburay osa maisa doesn't mean a maisa in the sense of a physical action. It just means that there's an impact and there's an effect. In the case of Tmura, she'oise mecholun lekotshim. This makes the question in Ois Hei that we're asking, this makes it a bomb question. The same Tosfos that the Rebbe is quoting in Ois Hei, debediburay ka'ovid maisa, is based on this Gemara in Tmura, which the Rebbe is quoting in Haora 18. The bedibure ka'ovid ma'isa she'oisa mechulin l'kodshim. So l'chayra, it's clear, even based on the way the Rebbe himself explained in Haora 18, that the pshat in the bedibure ka'ovid ma'isa in Tmura, which Tosfos is basing his answer on, doesn't have to do with a ma'isa ha'behema. It has to do with the words having an impact. And yet, here in Ois Hei, the Rebbe makes it clear that that's not the Pshat Dibburei Kovid Maisa in Tosfos. The Pshat Dibburei Kovid Maisa is Maisa HaBehema. It's difficult to understand this. Number one, there doesn't seem to be any Maisa HaBehema as a result of his Dibur in the case of Chosma Bekoil. Number two, it's clear from the Hemshech of Tosfos, Dibburei Kovid Maisa comes from a case of Tmura where the animal doesn't do anything and there is no Maisa. And number three, the Rebbe himself said in Haora 18 that this Dibburei Kovid Maisa of making Mechulun Kodshim is not an example of Dibur and Maisa. In the Hemshech of Tosfos, Tosfos applies the klal of the Bidiburik of Ovid Maisa to Edim Zoymimim as well. The Loshon of Tosfos is that by Edim Zoymimim we also say the Bidiburaihu Misavid Maisa, Shemischayev Hanidoin. And so here you have Maisa as well in the Hischayvus of the Nidon. And here, once again, when it comes to the words Dibburayu Ka'ovid Maisa, it's clear from the Hemshech of the Sicha that the Rebbe learns by Edim Zoymim, the Pshat of Maisa, is a Maisa Gashmi. And once again, this Pshat and Dibburayu Ka'ovid Maisa is very difficult to understand. Because we're dealing here with Edim Zoymim. That means, Edim came to Bezdin, they said, Ruvain was over an Aveira, for which is Chayav Malkus, for example. And then two other Edim came to Bezdin and said, Imonu Ayisim B'makom Ploini, and made the first two group of Edim Zoymimim. And then the Torah says, Vasisim Lo Kashazom Amlasis Lochiv, they tried to get someone else to get Malkus, so they get Malkus themselves. Tosfos says, this is not just a case of Dibur, it's a case of Dibur, Dibur Diburayim is Avid Maise, Shemis Chayav Hanidon. Now the Taich of Shemis Chayav Hanidon here, can absolutely not be that the Nidin himself got Malkus, or that the Nidin himself had, or any Maisa was done to the Nidin as a result of their testimony. That can absolutely not be the Pshat and Tosfos L'chayra, because we're dealing here with Edim Zoymimim. And by Edim Zoymimim, the halacha is, Vasisim loy kasher zomam, we're medai, the Rishonim bring, kasher zomam, v'loy kasher osa. V'loy kasher osa means that if as a result of the testimony of these Edim, the Nidoin actually got the punishment that they said he's chayev, then they don't become Edim Zoymimim. The only time they become Edim Zoymimim is when the Bezdin didn't actually carry out the punishment that the Edim said he should get, in the Loshon HaGemara, Horgoy Ein Herogen. If Bezdin killed the person about whom the Edim Zoymimim testified that he's chayev Misa, then those Edim, even after they become Edim Zoymimim, will not get this punishment. So when Tosfos says about Edim Zoymimim, Dibburayu Misavid Maisa, Shemischayev Hanidin doesn't mean that the Nidin did anything. Shemischayev Hanidin L'chayra means that Bezdin Paskin that the Nidin is Chayev. Bezdin issued a psak din. The Mishnah says in Masech Demakis, Eino Edim Nasim Zoymimim, Ad Shei Gomer Adin Al Piyim. So Tosfos is saying, by Edim Zoymim, we also have this concept of Dibburayu Kovid Maisa, Shemischayev Hanidin. We cannot tie Shemischayev Hanidin that the Nidin did something, then it would be Kasher Osa. We have to tie L'chayra, Mischayev Hanidin, that Bezdin Paskind that the Nidin is Chayev. Okay, But if Bezdin only paskin that the Nidin is chayiv and the Nidin didn't do anything, then once again, Dibur'ayu Kovid Maisa doesn't mean that a Maisa was done. It means that through their Dibur brought about some nafkamina, some ramification. Something happened as a result of their Dibur. What happened? Mishchayiv anidin. Bezdin paskin that the Nidin is chayiv. And yet again, from the Sicha, it's clear that the Rebbe is not learning that way, Pshat and Tosfos. Mishchayiv anidin, the Rebbe learns, is a Maisa. And then in the Sicha, the Rebbe will say, and that Maisa cannot be connected to the Edim because the Edim are functioning b'ikar on a level of Machshava. But again, the question comes back. Why learn, in the words of Tosfos, the b'diburayu kovid Maisa shemishchayiv anidin, the Inyan of Maisa? Or how could you learn that this is referring to an Inyan of Maisa? By Edim Zoymim, there's beferish no Maisa. There's just Dibur. As soon as there actually does become a Maisa, they're not Edim Zoymim anymore. Kasher Zomam, b'loy kasher Osa. So again, we're struggling here to understand the Rebbe's understanding in the b'diburayu kovid Maisa, referring to a Maisa itself, when l'choyra we mean Maisa here, not in the sense of a physical Maisa, but a repercussion of their actions. And if we learn this way, pshat, in the words of Tosfos by Edim Zoymimim, Dibediburayim is Avid Maiseh, Shemeschayiv HaNidin, that Tosfos means that through their Dibur, Bezdin Paskin, that the Nidin is Chayiv, if we teach it this way, then L'choira, it seems relatively simple and straightforward to understand why the Gemara in Sanhedrin answers that Edim Zoymimim is different to Chsima B'Koil, because by Edim Zoymimim, Hoyol V'yeshnam B'Re'iyah. That answer of the Gemara seems relatively simple to understand, l'choira. What the Gemara is basically saying is like this. By chsima b'koil, what is causing the animal not to eat? What is ka'ovid maisa here? What it has a poil yoitza? It's his dibur. His words are causing the animal not to eat. So therefore, it's a lav sheyesh boi maisa. Masha'enkin by edim zoymimim, it's not the diburayhu, it's not the words of the Edim which is making the Bezdin paskin that the Nidin is chayev. It's the story that they're telling. Hoyil v'yeshnam b'ra'iyah. Ubamela, the primary force by Edim Zoymimim is not their dibur, it's not the diburayhu which is making the maisa, the psak of the Bezdin. It's what they saw. What they saw is not a dibur. Ubamela, it's ain by maisa. The answer of the Gemara, the distinction of the Gemara, that Edim Zoymimim is different from Chsima B'Koil, seems relatively straightforward. In the Sicha, the Rebbe asks, just like I connect the Dibur to the Maisa of the animal, so I should be able to connect the Re'iyah of the Edim to the Mischayiv and the Maisa of the Nidin. But if we're not talking here about a Maisa of the Nidin, there is no Maisa of the Nidin. If we're talking about the Psak Din of Bezdin, if B'diburayu Kovid Maisa means the words have some impact, then l'chayr, the answer of the Gemara seems straightforward. What is it that has an impact? What is it that has an effect? In the case of Chsima B'Koil, it's his voice, which is stopping the animal from eating. In the case of Edim Zaymimim, it's not their words. Their words aren't doing anything. It's the toichen of their words. The toichen of their words is the story which they tell. And that was impacting the Bezdin to paskin that the person is chayev. And that's why it's a lav she'ein boi maisa. The Rebbe does not learn it this way. The Rebbe learns Mischayiv HaNidin is an actual physical Maisa, and therefore the Rebbe asks, what is the difference between the Maisa HaBehema in the case of Chsima B'Koil, or the Maisa of the Nidin in the case of Mischayiv HaNidin? In all cases, there's a physical Maisa, and so we should be able to connect everything to it. But again, it's difficult to understand why the Rebbe learns that way in B'diburayhu Ka'ovid Maisa. I want to add another inyan, which is L'choyra Tzorich Iyun here, which needs to be understood, and this one taka based on this ha'ora, which, as I mentioned in my previous voice note, Rabbi Shapiro relates, the Rebbe added B'Ksav Yad Kodshoi, ha'ora 25 star, Ayin Shabbos Kufnun Gimul Amud Beis, Da'ovid Maisa Begufei. Here in Oisvav, the Rebbe is explaining that the pshat, the Ka'ovid Maisa Begufei, is that the Maisa of the animal gets attributed to the dibur of the person. It's a hemshach mimenu, it's a chelek mimenu, yesh boi b'hadibur atzmoi b'maisa ha-behema, it's a maisa of the behema, it's misyachas like a maisa of a shliach, etc., etc. All of this based on, the Rebbe says we have to learn that way because, quote, ein oinshim malkus, elo im kein ha-odom oivar ha-loi saseh, alidei maisa shaloi. There's no malkus through causing someone else or something else to do a mitzvah loi saseh. You're only going to get malchus if you're over the loisase al yidei maisa shaloi. Ubemela, the Rebbe says, the only way we can learn that it's taka maisa shaloi is if we say that the maisa habehema is misyachas to his dibur, and therefore it becomes to be considered maisa shaloi. And he's mitzayin to Masechet Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Amud Beis. Now, when you learn the Gemara Daf Kufnun Gimel Amud Beis, this ha'ora of the Rebbe becomes l'chayra very, very difficult to understand. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Amud Beis is talking about the Isser of Machamer. Machamer means that a person who has a loaded animal, an animal with a load on its back, is forbidden on Shabbos to goad this animal, that is, to be manhig this animal, either physically or in the case of the Gemara and Shabbos, Rashi makes it clear that it's talking bedibur, that it's talking that he's not allowed to guide it bedibur. What if he did? What if he did do mechamer on Shabbos, but he did it b'shoigeg? So the Gemara says here on Shabbos, it's a machlokes between Rami Bar Chama and Rava. Rami Bar Chama says, b'shoigeg, you are chayev chatos. Rava says, you're not chayev chatos. We learn from a hekesh, huksho kol ha-toyru kula la-avoy de-zora, ma-avoy de-zora de-ovid maise begufei, hochinami ad-ovid maise begufei. Just like by avoy de-zora, if you did it b'shoigeg, you're chayev chatos only if you did a maise begufei, so too, kol ha-toyru kula, you're only chayev chatos ad-ovid maise begufei. This is the quote the Rebbe is quoting from, ad-ovid maise begufei. It's not enough that you cause somebody else to do a maisa, you have to do the maisa yourself. Now the Gemara here is not talking about Malkus, the Gemara here is talking about Chiyuv Chatos. But the din, just the din that there has to be a maisa, applies by Chatos as well, as the Gemara explains in many places. Just like a lav she'ein boi maisa ain loikin lov, so a lav she'ein boi maisa, there's no Chiyuv Chatos if he did it b'shoigeg. Ubemela, the Rebbe is applying the Loshen, the Ovid maisa begufei, that the Gemara says here by Chiyuv Chatos, to Chiyuv Malkus as well. The challenge here is, the difficulty, what we need to really think very deeply here is, that the Gemara that the Rebbe is quoting in Masechet Shabbos, Ad Ovid Maisa Begufei, seems to be saying the polar opposite of what the Rebbe is explaining in Oisavov in here in the Sicha. The words in Masechet Shabbos, Ad Ovid Maisa Begufei, is talking about a person who is Mechamer Achar Behemtoi B'Shabbos, Rashi says, B'dibur. He has a loaded animal, and with his dibur, he's making the animal walk while it's carrying a load on Shabbos. Zokt Rava, even though he with his dibur is causing this animal to walk and carry on Shabbos, nevertheless, he's not chayev achatos, even though he did it b'shoigeg. Why not? Because just like avodah zarah has to be ovid maisa begufei, so too, the kol ha-toyru kula, it has to be ovid maisa begufei. Ubemela, what Rava is saying is, if you cause the animal to do this with your words, you're not going to have to bring a chatos because it's not ovid maisa begufei, and therefore you're not chayev. So, although the Rebbe explains in the Sicha in Ois Vav that when the koil and the dibur of a person causes the animal to do a maisa because of the relationship between dibur and maisa, we can connect the two and say the maisa of the animal is nichlal in the dibur of the person, and he is over a lav sheyesh boy maisa, b'diburay ka'ovid maisa. Here in Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara says, according to Shitas Rava, the exact opposite. Hamachamer achar behemtoi b'Shabbos, b'shoigeg, says Rava, he's not chayev chatos. Why? Because it's lacking in the David Maisa begufei. Bottom line, says Rava, he's not the one doing the Maisa. Bottom line, the animal is the one doing the Maisa. But according to the explanation of the Rebbe here in Ois Vav, in this case, we would still be able to apply the rule of the David Maisa begufei because we can connect the Maisa behema to the dibur of the person. It seems difficult to understand why the Rebbe would quote this Lashon, the Ovid Maisa Begufei, here from Masechet Shabbos, which is used by Rava to make the argument that when an animal does something as a result of the dibur of the person is going to be considered to have not done a Maisa, and therefore in this case not be chayev chatos. The Maramakim here seems, again, this needs iyun here. The Maramakim seems to be l'chayru to saying the opposite of what the Sikha is saying. The Sikha is saying that the mice of the animal is connected to the dibur of the person. And the Maramakim says that the mice of the animal is not considered ovid mice begufei, and therefore, according to Rava, he would not have to bring a chiyuv chatos if he did this b'shoigeg. And yet, the Rebbe quotes this lashon to ovid maisa begufei as a raya that it has to be maisa in the context of it being maisa shaloi al yidei behemtai. It gets even better. On the next page, in Daf Kufnun Dalad Amid Beis, one Amid after this Gemara that the Rebbe quotes, the Ovid Maisa Begufei, the Gemara drops the following din. Omar Rabbi Yochanan himself says, HaMechamer Achar Behemtoi B'Shabbos, Potter Miklum, says Rabbi Yochanan. HaMechamer Achar Behemtoi is completely Potter. Whether he did it B'Shoigig, whether he did it B'Mezid, either way he's Potter. B'Shoigig Loi Mechayev Chatos. B'Shoigig is not Chayev Chatos for the same reason Rava said before, Hukshakol HaTorah Kula Avodah Zorah, and there is no Ovid Maisa Begufei. B'Mezid, you're not Chayev, because the Gemara brings an explanation that you only chayev skila when you do it b'mezid, if you're chayev chatos b'shoigig, and here you're not chayev chatos b'shoigig. And then Rabbi Yochanan adds, "Balav nami loy mechayev, dehavalei lav shenitan lazhoras misas bezdin." Why don't you get malchus? Right? Rashi explains. Why don't you get malchus? Frekt Rabbi Yochanan, if you're mechamer achar behemtoi on Shabbos on purpose, let's say be'edim uvahasroa. Because it's a lav shenitan lazhoras misas bezdin. Now here we got another thing we have to figure out. Rabbi Yochanan is giving separate reasons for why the behemah, for why you don't get, why you're potter by mechamer, a separate reason why you don't get, why you're potter if you did it b'shoigeg, and a separate reason for why you did it b'mezid, why there's no lav. That means that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the din of the Ovid Maisa Begufei, which he used to explain why you're not Chayev Chatos, does not apply to Malchus. Which is why when it comes to Malchus, he gives a different reason that it's Lav Shenitin Lazoras Mrs. Bezdin. If Rabbi Yochanan held that by Malchus you also need Ovid Maisa Begufei, then you don't need two separate reasons by Mechamer why is not Chayev if he did it B'Shoigig, and why is not Chayev Alav. You need Ovid Maisa Begufei. And Rabbi Yochanan holds of that reason. He uses that reason to explain why you're not chayev achatos if you did it b'shoigeg. But yet Rabbi Yochanan himself says when it comes to a lav, even though lav shein b'maisa, you don't get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't use that svara. He says, no, there's a different svara. The svara is that it lav shenitin lazhoras misas bezdin. So obviously, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this din that you need ovid maisa begufei applies only to chayev achatos and not to a lav. Which once again, bringing us back to Ha'ora number 25, star of the Rebbe, makes it difficult to understand why the Rebbe, in explaining Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, would use the Lashon Ovid Maisa Begufei, which is taken from Achiyav Chatos, to explain the din, Ein Ha'odom Oivra Loisase, Ein Oinshim Malkas Elim Kein Odom Oivra Loisase, Aldei Maisa Shaloi, and the Rebbe's Metzayin, the Ovid Maisa Begufei, L'choyretz Muchach from the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan holds this only b'negei achiyuv chatos and not b'negei alav and malchus. And yet the Rebbe links the two together. This needs to be understood. Ten l'chochem v'yechkam oid, learn the Rebbe sichas, b'ma'ayin, hafoch bo v'afoch bo de kulabo, may it be with much hatzlocha.